I've waited all my life for someone. I've waited all my life.
Walk from one end of Edinburgh's Royal Mile to the other during August, and whether you want to or not, you'll be immersed in theatre, music, circus acts and comedy acts from all over the world. This is where everyone comes during this, the world's largest arts festival, to promote their shows to the thousands of people trying to sift through a packed festival programme of well over 3,000 shows. The Edinburgh Festival Fringe has always had its share of politically themed acts, but this year one word seems to be cropping up more than most: Brexit.
How do you want it? How do you want it?
Faster.
Give me no deal, give me disaster. Now we're slaves, soon to be masters.
That's from Now That's What I Call Brexit, a Brexit-themed comedy musical running almost every day of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And I met up with a couple of its stars, including, apparently, the UK's new Prime Minister.
Yes, absolutely. It's wonderful to be here in Glasgow. The weather is exactly as you'd expect. North of the border.
Hi, my name's Lawrence Peacock. I'm co-artistic director of Blowfish Theatre, and we're behind Now That's What I Call Brexit, which is the Edinburgh Fringe's most topical satire. It's a musical comedy.
And I'm James Ringerbeck. I'm one of the actors in Blowfish Theatre, and I play Boris Johnson.
In days gone by, political satire and political comedy tended to be, you know, politicians would say things and then you would write jokes about them. Now people, especially online, are just sharing directly what politicians say, and that is the joke. How difficult is it to write satire in that climate?
Yeah, it's not easy. What we tend to do is sort of that model of repeating what's happened, but just more so. So you sort of, you extrapolate from it. So we've got Michael Gove leads the Church of Brexit, you know, that whole sort of believe in Britain. You sort of take that metaphor and you make it more silly in some senses, but you don't fundamentally change it. And then people, they come and see the show and they go, well, that was really funny, we enjoyed that, but it's also scarily true. Because if you extrapolate to the absurdity, you sort of get maybe closer to the truth of the matter.
There's also shows like Dharmanda Singh's Bollywood and Birmingham to Berlin and Brexit.
Bollywood and Birmingham, Berlin and Brexit is about nationality and identity, where I ask the questions, how do you get your nationality and identity in 2019 with all the nonsense that's going on with Trump, with Brexit, with Boris, with the rise of the right wing across Europe.
Unlike Lawrence and James from Now That's What I Call Brexit, Dharmanda thinks the current political climate makes for easy pickings when it comes to satire.
You don't even have to come up with, this would be intelligent or this would be really funny. You just quote them like for like.
But whilst comedians and satirists tackle Britain's upcoming exit from the European Union, the economic effects of Brexit are already being felt by many in the arts. Just as Edinburgh's International Festival launched, it emerged that scores of performers have explicitly requested not to be paid in pounds sterling, favouring dollars or euros. This following the UK pound hitting an all-time low last week, following Prime Minister Boris Johnson's insistence that the UK will now withdraw from the EU in October, with or without a deal. I spoke with the festival's director, Fergus Linehan, and asked just how unprecedented this sort of thing was.
It's not unprecedented. It changes quite regularly, and in other places I've been, when you've got a volatile currency, people will not necessarily want to secure their fees or costs in that if their costs are being met in other currencies. I've seen it elsewhere.
And you get a sense that this is feeding into the wider UK art scene.
Look, I think, like everyone else, what we're feeling is a massive amount of uncertainty and a massive amount of planning. To the idea a festival like ours needs to plan 2-3 years in advance. And the idea that people can make any sort of realistic commitments with so much uncertainty is unrealistic at the moment.
Politics at the Edinburgh Festival is nothing new, of course. If it's remotely controversial, you can bet your bottom dollar there's been a show about it here at the festival. What makes Brexit seem a bit different, though, is the extent to which everyone seems to feel its impact on their own life. That the International Festival is being forced to pay artists in euros or dollars is noteworthy, but if you ask around here, everyone has their own story of that moment they first noticed the impact of Brexit on their wallet. Maybe that explains the need to laugh about it all. After all, they do say, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. Jack Foster, DW, Edinburgh.